This is the Telescopic World Season 1 Chapter 7. In this episode, we will be talking about the totem pole as a manifestation of the telescopic nature of reality. Up until now, we have been talking about the separation of general and the particular by the lens, wherein the global actor, within the details of their lives, their objects are mirrored by objects within the particular, that is within your life, which act as symbolic representations of those objects. The arrangement is called telescopic because it reflects the fundamentally tiered structure of reality. Now, when this author first conceived of this arrangement, he struggled to find a place for it within existing metaphysical and religious structures within the culture of the world. Until, the totem pole was suggested to him as a possible manifestation of this tiered linking between the particular and general. Interestingly, a totem pole is a pole carved out of wood with different ancestral figures, spirits and animals, designed to depict a narrative or story from a particular indigenous tribe. Unlike a telescopic relationship between particular and general, wherein within the particular the objects of consciousness act as a symbolic representation within the life of the actor within the general. The structure is typically comprised of key words within a psychic telescope. These key words link together the particular and general. But since in indigenous tribes, animals possessed a supernatural or archetypal quality, it is not surprising that the linking between the general and the particular reflected the use of animals as symbolic representation. This would seem to suggest that the telescopic nature of reality is a human invention, but that is not the implication I am trying to convey. For within the narratives of a people, within indigenous peoples, animals had supernatural or symbolic meaning, thus were easily analogous to the key terms between the general and the particular. What I am suggesting is that this telescopic nature of reality is intrinsic, but rather the particular manifestation of the key objects between general and particular, may depend upon the narrative structures, archetypes and symbolic/supernatural figures of a particular tradition. The narratives of the indigenous people acted in the same telescopic fashion to the narratives of our civilization, only the organization of the key terms is different. But what is also clear from this arrangement is that the indigenous peoples in their construction of totem poles, had a deep knowledge of the tiered, rather telescopic nature of reality, which predates or at least represents a sole tradition of understanding at the time of their construction nearly 200 years ago. It may also be that these key animals, as supernatural, or symbolic placeholders within the particular, became linked to particular family lines or tribes. As symbolic representations within the particular, they became intermingled in the general. Now, finally, it is important to note that when I am referring to animals as archetypal or symbolic representations within the particular, with respect to the objects of consciousness within the lives of local actors, I am not speaking in terms of as pure psychological representation. What I am saying is that the actual movements of the actual animals would manifest in the particular as symbolic representation of the objects of consciousness within the life of the tribe. I am not suggesting a purely psychological explanation which accords with linear thinking. I am suggesting an actual synchronicity between what would otherwise be segregated elements. I am talking about causality here, not mere symbolism. Just as the objects within the life of the local actor as symbolic representations of real objects within the life of the global actor will reflect a causal relationship between them which would not seem to accord within any linear causal process. Think of it as a kind of indirect synchronization, a betrayal of the structure of reality according to an intrinsic telescopic lensing. As if the structure of the particular, rather like a fractal, reveals patterns also in the general. Thus, from all of this as it is important to note, it is true that the objects of consciousness within the particular represent real objects within the general. But is also true to say that there is a causal connection between the general and the particular which results in a kind of a feedback loop between the organization of both objects within the general and the particular. A kind of mirroring. A synchronicity between them. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment and subscribe.